Mesechs Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, until Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. The previous Mishnah discussed the last opportunity that one is able to fulfill his obligation of bringing Shalmei Chagiga and an Olas Re'iyah. And the Mishnah ended off by quoting the Pasuk, Me'uvos lo yuchal lisgain, something which is bent can never be perfectly straightened again. The Cheser lo yuchal le'emonais, and something which is missing cannot be counted. The point being that once the last time to bring the Karbonis has passed, so it can't be fixed anymore. So the Mishnah goes a bit sidetracked to bring other explanations of that pasuk. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh says, "Ezum uvos she'inu chaliskein." What is this bent thing which cannot be straightened, which the pasuk is talking about? Ze habal ha'erva. This is somebody who has relations with a woman with whom he is forbidden to have relations. The holid men of mamzer. And as a result of the relations, she gave birth to a child. That child is known as a mamzer. And it's forbidden for a mamzer to marry a regular Jew. The point being that when it comes to most averas, one can do teshuvah. He can repent, daven to Hashem, stop doing the avera. And he can literally straighten out that which he bent. And he can fix it. However, when it comes to this Avera, there is something there which is always a sort of reminder of his Avera, and his Avera is shown very clearly. And as much teshuva as he does, can't get rid of this fact that there is now a mamzer in the world as a result of his Avera. And continues Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, Im toma begonia v'gozel, if you say that maybe the pasuk is talking about somebody who steals, perhaps you might say that since he stole it, and it's now in his possession, so he's also got a tangible reminder of his avera. Says the Mishnah, that's not the case, because Yahul Achziroi. He's able to return the stolen item, or if he used it up already, he can return the value of that item, via Sakein, and he would have fixed that avera. And so it must be that the Pasuk is talking about when one does an avera, and a mamzer is born as a result. Now the Mishnah brings another opinion, and Rishon ben Yochai says, Ein koyen me'uvos, ela l'mishol mosukon batechila, Vinis avas. The word me'uvos, something which is bent, we only call something bent if it was originally straight, and then it became bent. This is something which has been bent. Ve'ezer, and what is that referring to? Not somebody who has illegal relations and then a mamzer is born. Who said that he was ever straight and righteous? Rather, ze Talmud Chacham ha'perish min ha'Torah. The Pasuk is referring to a Talmud Chacham, somebody who is very righteous, and did keep the Torah and mitzvahs, and then separated away from Torah. That can never be fixed. In fact, even if he ends up doing teshuvah, that period of time where he went away from Torah, that he can never get back. And so in a way, this pasuk is really referring to any time which one wastes. One has to realize that he can never get it back.